A bus belonging to Bebeto Company bearing registration plate SSD089Z fell into a road ambush along the Juba-Nimle Road today. The company's management says the incident occurred at a village between the Ngerjebe and Kubi area. A spokesperson for the South Sudan People's Defense Forces, or SSPDF, says one person was killed and blames rebels with the National Salvation Front for the attack. Diastore Modi, chief of Ngerjebe village, says he was awakened by the sound of gunfire.
I called the chief of Edemu because this happened in his locality. He told me there was a bus that was shot and burned in the morning, but he didn't tell me how many casualties, and as a chief, he doesn't have protection. He cannot reach there.
Peter Kong, the manager of Bebeto Coaches, says he is aware of the incident. He tells VOA the bus was filled with passengers during the ambush.
The bus was serving 40 people, boarded apart from the conductor, the turnman, driver, and the escort. According to the call we got from one of the conductors, that we are ambushed and we hear the gunshot. And then immediately the call went off from the military sequencing on the way there, and then they went to the
station. Lurwai Kong, spokesperson of the South Sudan People's Defense Forces, says passengers are still missing. He accused rebels of the National Salvation Front of carrying out the attack.
Based on the information we received from our security forces on the ground, is that one person was killed, a total of 8 people were injured, including 7 civilians and 1 personnel from National Security Service. We have conflicting reports on the number of people that have gone missing. From our source, that's a confirmed military source, is that 7 passengers are missing. We have a secondary source which is indicating that up to 14 are missing. NAS was entirely responsible for that attack on the bus.
Kong says the incident has caused the company unimaginable losses.
Actually, a lot of losses, but now the big loss is people who are injured and those one who are killed don't know.
Several calls to Suba Samuel, the spokesperson of the National Salvation Front, were unsuccessful. For years, several road ambushes along the Juba-Nimle Road have claimed hundreds of lives and left many others wounded. No group has claimed responsibility for the attacks. The Juba-Nimle Road remains one of the lifeline roads for many South Sudanese who depend on imports from East Africa. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonye reporting from Juba.